This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today inaugurated the 3-day Craft Connect Arunachal 2025, along with the newly built Smart City Artisan Cum Exhibition Centre at VKV Chimpu, Itanagar. In a social media post, Khandu said that the vibrant space with open trade fairgrounds, indoor games arena, prefabricated halls and dedicated zones of artisans and SHGs will give a major boost to the state's vocal for local spirit. In the meantime, he invited everyone to visit and encourage the state's local artisans as they display unique and authentic products that reflect the spirit of Arunachal. The initiative is spearheaded by Itanagar Smart City Development Corporation Limited in collaboration with key government departments, aiming to showcase and promote the rich handloom and handicraft traditions of Arunachal Pradesh. Minister for Education P.D. Sona today announced that the Arunachal Pradesh Private Education Institutions Regulatory Commission has recommended the progressive closure of Northeast Homeopathy Medical College and Hospital at Bibek Bihar, Itanagar, to safeguard the student interests and protect academic standards. Sharing the news in a social media post, Sona informed that the decision was taken after thorough inspections and repeated observations of statutory non-compliance. In the meantime, the Education Minister emphasized that as custodians of education, it was their duty to take difficult but necessary decisions when institutions fail to meet regulatory norms. He further added that the priority remains the future of our students and the integrity of state's academic ecosystem. Deputy Commissioner of Tawang, Namgyal Angmo, held an interactive session today with officer trainees of the 100th Foundation course from Lal Bahadur Shastri, National Academy of Administration, Mussoorie. A total of 46 officer trainees representing various All India and Central Services are currently in Tawang and Jemitang as part of their internship program in border villages under the Vibrant Villages Initiative. As part of their field exposure, the officer trainees will be visiting Jemitang and other key locations including the international border, where they will interact with administrative officials and local villagers. The visit aims to provide them with a ground-level understanding of border administration and community engagement. Akashvani Teju, in collaboration with Bembuza Library Teju and the Forum of Library Activist Medo, conducted a quiz for students of college of Teju to mark the 98 golden years of Akashvani. The quiz competition aimed to bring before the youth of Teju the growth of Akashvani, serving 99% of the population of India today and reachable across 92% of area of the country. The quiz also covered books, authors, and reading culture that Akashvani has been actively popularizing among the common people. Akashvani Teju will be broadcasting the radio quiz shortly, stated a release. As part of the nationwide celebration of Seba Parb 2025, the Kurunkume District Administration organized a series of activities across the district with enthusiastic participation from students and youth. Speaking on the occasion, the Deputy Commissioner commended the students and youth for their spirited involvement, noting that their creativity and enthusiasm symbolize the bright future of Kurunkume. The celebrations in Kurunkume will continue until 2nd October. The Rajiv Gandhi University Research Scholars Forum successfully conducted a three-national e-workshop on use of SPSS in data analysis in social science research. Today, through the Google Meet platform, held from 28 to 30 September, the workshop witnessed the enthusiastic participation of 123 registered research scholars and academicians representing various universities and institutions across India. The Tagin Language Research and Development Society organized a one-day training on Tagin language for officers and staffs at Circuit House Daporizo. While addressing the gathering, Chairman of the Society, Lardik Kare, emphasized the need for officers and staffs to learn Tagin language, especially working under general administration, to communicate with the local public. The Met Center Itanagar has issued yellow alert for 11 districts of Arunachal Pradesh and has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places. The second edition of the Indrajit Namchun Arunachal League 2.0, Arunachal's biggest football festival, will begin from 4 October to 8 November next at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium, UPIA. 10 franchise zones will be battling it out across 49 thrilling matches during the tournament. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.